Ports of Auckland appears to be welcoming a new era in their relationship with the council and unions after years of tension. A damming safety report earlier this year revealed major concerns, laying the blame squarely with management. Today, ports representatives fronted to an Auckland council meeting to give an update on their safety improvements, and the reviews were glowing. Nita Blake-Pearson reports.
The last time Ports of Auckland management fronted to an Auckland Council meeting back in May, Tony Gibson was the chief executive. But just days after that hui, and after months of tension following major safety concerns, he resigned. Today it was interim CEO Wayne Thompson who appeared alongside safety and wellbeing manager Vanessa Matakatia. He said they had a detailed plan in place for improving the business.
We can't go back and fix the past, but what we can do is sort of work on and deal with the future, and that's what we're committed to do as a team.
And already that team appears to be boosting the port's relationship with its only shareholder, Auckland Council. Mayor Phil Gough, who ordered the independent safety review into the ports after it was linked to 3 deaths and multiple injuries, said the feedback so far was positive.
You know, we sometimes throw brickbats. This time it's a bouquet to ports and to Munns that are working closely together on this. And Russell said he didn't mind me saying that he thought that the relationship between the union and the ports at the current time was the best that it's ever been. And how pleased they are, Vanessa, with the job that you're doing.
The ports management gave an update on how they were dealing with the 45 recommendations that came from the safety review carried out by Construction Health and Safety New Zealand, or CHASNS. Vanessa Matakatia described working constructively with staff, involving union officials and delegates, and focusing on a culture change.
When I came in, there was certainly a level of fear there that they couldn't talk, they couldn't raise those risks in relation to what they were. We're certainly breaking that barrier. So for me, the voice coming from our people, that if they're not comfortable with something, they will say so.
She says they hope to have fully implemented all of the report's recommendations by next June, with plenty of monitoring being done around that. The ports today also gave a revised plan around its automation project, which has been marred by delays and was recently paused after a crash. It's now expected to go live in March 2022. While port staff were today speaking to councillors about safety and not automation, CEO Wayne Thompson acknowledged they were linked.
Safety trumps everything in regard to everything we're doing at the moment. And it's fair to say, and I don't want to get into automation and timeframes, etc., it's not really the environment, but you know, safety will trump speed. And safety will trump timing of that rollout as well.
Councillor Richard Hill's among those who were pleased about the change in relations between the organisations.
Just the conversation here is probably the best conversation I've had with the Ports of Auckland in the last couple of years as a group, and I feel hopefully this means a relationship change. I have not felt comfortable in the last few meetings over the last couple of months or year. So thank you for that.
And for Phil Gough, who had been unable to express confidence in former CEO Tony Gibson, today was pleasing with the progress being made.
Everything I've heard today and the feedback I got earlier from the union was that things are heading in the right direction. Having said that, you are operating essentially in a high-risk environment on the port, and none of us can say with total assurance that there will be no more accidents. What I need to be able to know is that everything is being done and everybody is working in the same direction to prevent further accidents. And I'm increasing in my confidence that that is happening for the first time in 4 years.
The Ports of Auckland will give another update on their safety performance to the council in October.